Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Devaney, and you're listening to Salty Combos.
What up, guys?
What's up? Happy New Year. Happy 2020. We're in a new decade. Mm-hmm. So we're back at it again.
Yeah.
Shayna, wake up.
I know. I'm trying.
Shayna injured herself.
Oh my gosh, it was so stupid. I'm so mad at myself. Like, I keep picturing it in my head. Like, I tried to step over the hole and I hit the edge and my freaking ankle, like, I don't know. It's a sprain. I'm gonna say it's a sprain because it's starting to feel like a sprain.
It's like dislocated.
Yeah, it's all broken. But yeah, so
she's over here and I'm waiting on her, like, hand and foot.
Mm-hmm.
Got her some pills.
Feels good though.
Some water, some pasta.
Yeah.
I cooked for her. I don't cook for anybody.
Yeah. So
you're welcome.
Thank you.
How was your New Year's Eve?
It was good. We just went to the New Year's carnival, saw a lot of people, I didn't want to see. But it was packed. Mm-hmm. But mainly the lines. Like, it wasn't like packed with like just people standing around. It was the lines that made it look packed.
Really?
Yeah.
Was there like non-natives there?
I seen like one lady with these little kids, but that was it.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I don't know. But I had my nephews, so all of us, there was six of us there. Well, 6, 7, 8. All of us. We jam packed in our car and headed on over to the carnival. But yeah, that's all we did. We just went there, then we went home. We bought some, like, I was thinking, oh, we got a cute little kit, you know, a fireworks for $30.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, this thing was ugly. It didn't do crap. I was like, really? and we did them, like, I don't know why I told everybody, let's go outside, let's go do the fireworks, and I'm pretty sure my sister-in-law was like, wait, hold up, it's not even midnight, you know, like, and I didn't think, I was just like, let's go, it's freaking cold, it was cold that night.
Was it?
Yeah, and so, dang, those things sucked.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Then we went back inside, and my kids were just being ugly, like, it was time to go to bed, so.
It was too late for them.
Definitely want to, like, plan our New Year's this year.
2021.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How was yours?
It was cool. I was in Phoenix. It wasn't that cold, actually, but we were inside. No, but even when we were out, it wasn't that bad.
All the buildings, right?
Yeah. I had an interesting night. It was cool.
Oh, my gosh. Please tell.
Brought in 2020 with some good people. One of my oldest friends. Shout out to him. His little function was a hit. Everyone had fun. Good music. And it was nice because it wasn't crazy and loud and, like, super packed like a club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole point. Like, mm-hmm. He just wanted it to be really relaxed. Everyone could have some drinks and just chill and, you know, listen to music.
This was at a place?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because one of his friends, their parents own this building.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, yeah, yeah. So they have, I think they have, like, events there because it has a courtyard and then it has, like, it used to be a restaurant. So it has an outdoor side where there's a courtyard and, like, a little patio area. And then inside, it's, like, nice. Like a
dang,
like
Christmas empty party 2021.
Yeah.
Or 20. Just kidding.
With the bar and everything.
Yeah.
So it was cool. And anyway, so they had their thing. And then afterwards, we rolled to Tempe. And we went to this spot. I don't even remember what it's called, but it's, like, hidden, basically. Mm-hmm. And so I think we got there really early in the morning, and the ground was, you know how on playgrounds they have wood chips?
Like, yeah.
Okay, so I was wearing high heels and attempting.
Oh,
and I lasted
gosh.
For probably like a good hour. I lasted. But I tripped because of the wood chips, because I was trying to walk around, and, you know, it wasn't adding up for me. So I ended up taking off my heels. And we're sitting at this area that had, I don't know, I guess like kind of little benches or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I took my heels off and I left them there because everyone was really cool that was there. Or so I thought.
Yeah.
Just kidding. And so we went, we were like talking to some people. Anyway, it's time to go. So one of my friends, he goes and looks for my heels and he comes back. He's like, hey, I don't know where they're at. I was like, really? So everyone in that we're with starts looking for my heels, and basically they're gone. So I'm like, whatever. It's late. I'm tired. I want to go home. So I leave thinking that someone stole my heels, and I remember I was like calling people broke because I was like, who steals heels like on New Year's Eve?
That's so weird.
It was. So anyway, the day goes by. My friend hits me up. He's like, hey, I have a package for you. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anyway, I meet up with him probably 2 days later. We go to his car and he lifts up his trunk and he pulls out my heels.
Oh, and my were they all beat?
No, they were nice looking still. Uh-huh. And I was like, you had them?
Yeah.
So basically he told me that his homegirl, shout out to Roxanne, Roxana, she's really cool. She saw some white girl trying on my heels. And she, like, went and snatched them from her and went and was, like, dancing on the floor, like, with them holding my heels so that I didn't lose them. But when I left, I didn't say bye to her. I didn't even see her when I left. But she was holding them the whole time. And I guess, I guess she hit him up and then he got them from her and then he gave them to me. That was really full circle. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, so that was my New Year's. It was cool. I got my shoes back. Because I was like, now I'm going to have to go buy new black heels. But
yeah,
it's all good.
You got some battle wounds, too, from the night. You're like, I just cracked me up because you're like, look what happened. And it looks all ugly.
Yeah, like I told you, I fell. I tripped over.
I forgot.
Yeah, but it was all right. I popped right back up. And my knees are a little scraped, but it's good.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Aww.
Yeah, but I hope you guys had a good New Year's Eve. You were safe. You drove safely. My Uber was expensive going there and coming home. Dang. Or I mean my Lyft. I don't use Uber. My Lyft.
I used to Uber.
Uber is more expensive, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I use
because Lyft. I was kind of tripping like.
It's a little cheaper.
Because we went to Fats and it was
$13.
Shut up.
But yeah, so I hope you guys had a good 2020. Starting off the year, right?
Yes. I'm like excited for this year.
You are.
Like, I don't know. I was kind of like last year, like last month. Like, it just felt like everybody kept saying like,
silence your phone.
I'm sorry. My mom just wrote me about my grandpa.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, sorry.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's good.
Okay.
It was funny, actually. I thought it was something else. I didn't get to read it all. Anyway, everybody kept saying that 2020 is my year. It's my year. It's mm-hmm. my year. But I was thinking, dang, I was thinking that last year about this year, you know? And I was thinking, like, dang, I have big plans. Like, last year, I was just thinking, because I remember, mm-hmm. because it was more of, like, a health thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to lose weight. And it wasn't, like, lose weight. It was just to get healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I should say it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I started the new year last year right. Like, I was working out every single day. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, putting in my 2 miles a day. Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, really on it until I think it was, like, March, I stopped. And I was doing good. I lost a lot of weight, you know, like, and that was the plus side of it. It was losing weight because, again, I wanted to just get healthy.
Yeah.
And everything was good, and I just was, like, stressed. I stress eat a lot, so I just, like, dang, I was going through it last year, too.
Really?
Yeah, so this year, I just want to be more, like, I think my big thing, though, this year is just, like, yeah, I want to get healthy, but I want to be more, like, I don't know how to say it without being dumb, like, sounding dumb, but, just like, more helpful.
Yeah.
Or, like, more available, I guess, and not being lazy, because I felt like this year, that was what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really lazy, not just with, like, my health and, like, things. It was more of, like, things around the house that mm-hmm. I could have cleaned and you know, things like my mom points out, like, I don't know, just different things, mm-hmm. you know, and just be more like, I don't know, just to get my crap together with my kids. And but really though, like with the kids though, it's like I want to like spend more time with them and like go and do things and
plan activities.
Yeah. Because I don't know, I just want to do more things with my kids. I kind of want to like travel a little more.
Me too.
The memories, mm-hmm. and like my pictures. That was a big thing too, was like printing out my pictures, mm-hmm. and like putting them away in albums. And mm-hmm. you know, I came across like this big old box full of like old school pictures just from, you know, disposable cameras and stuff like that. And I'm like, dang, we should just buy those and just always have one on hand. So we for sure got to get it developed and we'll for sure get it, you know?
Get the pictures, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah.
So, just a lot of mom goals, really.
I want to be more disciplined in 2020. I want to be more focused.
Yeah.
I want to be happier.
Mm-hmm. There's just that too.
A lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that happiness is, like, the main thing because it's mm-hmm. like, dang, man. I mean, like, you work all day. I'm with my kids and clean, and it's just, you lose yourself with that, you know?
Oh, for sure.
And I know that we've talked about that before. I don't know if we talked about that before, but, like, about, remember, like, how I went out with you that one night, like, in the middle of the week, and it was like, oh, my gosh, it's a big thing to me, because we saved that for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, dang, I could do things like this, you know? I could... That's my time, or me and my husband's time, you know?
Yeah.
So, just being more active and...
Well, maybe I should have less me time. No, aren't you... Like, we've been celebrating a lot. Mm-hmm. We've been celebrating a lot of different things, and I'm tired.
I'm like, those of you that watch me on Snap, mind your business.
I'm ready to chill out a little bit and just get back into routine. It's exhausting. Yeah, I think it's just the holidays have been crazy.
Yeah.
And then her husband got a promotion at mm-hmm. work, so it went and celebrated him.
Yes.
A lot of good things.
Not really... We celebrated because we were
we celebrated for him.
Yeah.
But regardless, he was there.
He got Olive Garden the next day.
And there's, I don't know, I think a lot of good things are just happening right now.
Yeah.
It's a good way. I feel like my year ended good and mm-hmm. it started well. And I'm just, it sets the tone for sure of what's to come. You know,
definitely. Hopefully. I didn't even think of it like that. Yeah, my year did end pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally, my year ended with my kid laying in my arms. And just, like, I felt at peace and at, like, I just felt good. Like, I was shitty because I didn't do what I said I was going to do, but it did end good. We're starting good. Let's mm-hmm. do this, you know?
Yeah.
So, just... A lot of things like that. I actually remember I told you I want to get a haircut.
Yeah.
Like, I think I want to get a haircut.
She texted me last night at, like, 1 in the
morning. 1 in the morning.
I was asleep, and I woke up, and she's like, I think I want to cut my hair short. And I was like, how short? And this, she fucking read it.
I didn't even text you back. My bad.
Then the next text I sent her was like, I'm cooking pasta tonight if you want to come over.
I'm right away,
I'm there. I was like, that's cool.
No, it's been, I was just thinking of that too. I was like, dang, you tried FaceTiming me.
Did I
haven't called you back. Like, no, I'm just like
Yeah,
today? You did. No, I don't know. Let
me look. Yesterday? Oh, I did yesterday. After.
Well, yesterday and the other day. But anyway, like, the busyness, mm-hmm. you know? Like,
I don't know. Yeah, because Shayna called me today when I was at work. And she's like, I'm just calling you back. And I was thinking, from when? Because I haven't tried to call you in, like, 2 days.
My bad.
Just no, I life. Like that too. Like, I'm bad with my phone though. Mm-hmm. Like, if I care, I'll text you back. But
yeah. All the people are like, dang, you haven't even texted me back.
I don't know. It's just, I try to stay away from my phone though, just because it's easy to get distracted, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to get caught up in that too much. Mm-hmm. So
That's another thing too. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like, I like Winston does this thing, like, when we eat at the table,
uh-huh.
he always turns on, like, jazz music from, like, the DirecTV music
stuff on there,
so we sit there, and he's like, so how's your day, you know, and it's, like, it's different, you know, and it's just so, I don't know. I like that crap.
They all remember that, too.
Yeah. The babies. Yeah. They're all into jazz. Say,
yeah. They're really feeling jazz.
Yeah.
It was funny because I've recently, like, been not hanging out, but when I go over, Shayna's nephews were over during winter break.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to, you know them. Well, shout out to them. I'm their mom, apparently.
Their mother.
Their mother. They call me mom. And they just always play this game, Fortnite, which is for kids.
For children.
And yeah, so they, what did he do? What did Curtis do? He like tripped or something, and I was like, it's that damn game.
Because oh, yeah.
My mom used to say, she still says that about my brother. Like, it has nothing to do with his game. He'll like, first it started off because, yeah, with his grades or like whatever. And she's like, it's that damn game. And I remember when I was like in high school, she used to say that to me about everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's that damn phone, Tony. And like, I always used to get scared she was gonna take it away from me, but. I think that's something too for me, like not having as much technology around, because I feel like it's super distracting. And it was crazy because this is the first weekend that I've stayed home and done nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, because
mm-hmm.
everything's just been so busy, and I've been hanging out with like my friends, my family, and then work and blah, 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 all the celebrating. And so this was my first weekend at home, and it was nice though. I think it was needed for sure.
Good.
Like a reset, you know, to start the year off right.
It's like, that's kind of one of those things that you take advantage of.
No,
because it's like, dang, this place.
Shayna comes here to get a break.
Yeah, for real. Like, it's so quiet here.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's my little break.
Mm-hmm.
But, dang, I was gonna say something. I forgot. Anyway, we're just gonna answer these little questions we got. Kind of 2 weeks ago?
Maybe like a week and a half ago.
Oh, okay. Well, we're barely answering them now. And we talked a lot about this coming year, you know, I know that I always like to think of like what we've seen on the internet so far, like this year, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's always like the World War III thing, and just like, I was just talking to my mom about that, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, that's so scary to me. Because like, we were taught to like have self-storage, so I was like, oh my gosh, I was just recently on the website of Costco.
Yeah, and like a bunker.
No, like they have like, they sell water in bundles. Wow. Like it's for $300 or whatever, but it's like, I think it's like 30 cases of water or something like that. I'm like, I'm about to purchase, dude, and get a freaking thing, so come to my house. Just kidding.
If you need some water, go to Shayna's house.
If you need some water and canned goods,
or come to my house, because Mesa has the cleanest tap
water. Yeah, it does. That no, that's a me? Fact.
That was so funny. One time I was out of water and she said that. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
It's good water. My freaking little brother was all like, oh, he came over and he was like, wait, where's your bottle of water? And I was like, oh, I didn't get any. Oh, you're going to have to use the
squid?
Yeah, and I was like, you have to use the tap. He was like, no, I'd rather starve. And I was like, dang, okay. Calm down.
Entitled.
I know. Okay, let's just do the first thing. I'll answer the questions.
Are you reading the ones we got?
I'll read them, you answer.
You're just reading the ones we got?
Yeah.
Well, shout out to everyone who submitted a question, like always.
I don't think I have all of them on here.
It's all right. Okay. Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
What grinds your gears?
What grinds my gears?
I'm gonna say it real quick.
Go ahead, because I need to think.
There's a lot.
Starting with you.
Starting with you. You know when you do that shit with your... Just kidding. No, like at home, when people come to my house and they sit on my chairs and they mess, because you know you press the button and the legs come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they press it over and over and over and like play with it, mm-hmm. or when they get off of it and it's still up,
mm-hmm.
and they get off of it, I don't like that. So don't do that no more. Just kidding.
I don't even sit there. You and Winston are asking.
You never let me sit
there.
No, but that's been bugging me. Like, really? I don't like that. Like, I'm about to just unplug my stuff and just like, I don't know. That's just what I could think of right now, because it's like been.
How do those charge? Do you have a battery in there?
No, it's plugged in into the wall.
Where? Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm that good.
I never seen a plug.
No?
And that makes sense. Anyway.
Yeah.
What grinds my gears?
Sounds funny. I don't like when...
You keep going. I know you have a lot to say.
I don't like when people talk for other people. I'm just saying that because I don't know what else to say. I don't have one. Let's just go on to the next one. If you think of something, yeah, well, right, whatever. Because I don't want to sit here and stare at you all this time. Okay, long-term goals for this podcast.
Well, speaking of the new year, me and Shayna, is it me and Shayna or Shayna and I?
Shayna and I.
I don't know. Someone let us know down below.
They're all Shayna. Just kidding.
We have a lot of plans for the podcast. Mm-hmm. So, should we announce our upcoming series?
Yes.
All right. So, we have confirmed two people. We are going to do a series that features different artists, like in Salt River and Hill River and Teo and Auction. Maybe we can take it out further if you're down. I mean, I don't know. But these are just the two people.
Wow, that, like, what do you mean further? Like, to Teo?
Just kidding. I said Teo. Like, four tribes, basically. Mm-hmm. Salt River, mm-hmm, primarily.
I don't think I know anybody that... Hold up.
I mean, like, non-Autumn, I guess.
Oh, no.
So anyway, stick with them. Different artists that we want to bring on, you know, that could be not even just artists, but people that we see, like we talked about, doing their thing, whether that's, you know, they're an entrepreneur, they, like Shayna's cousin Daniel, he likes to tattoo.
Daniel Burke, that is.
Daniel Burke. People who rap or into music. Mm-hmm. And we just want to come on and let them share their story and talk to them about, you know, I guess how they got into their craft and where they see themselves going. Yeah. And just kind of giving people a platform like that to share their music or their passions, you know, mm-hmm, with our viewers. And so we have two people confirmed. Should I say them or?
No, right, let's let them wait because what if something happens? Yeah, that's a surprise. I don't know.
But anyway, I don't know.
We're definitely... I think that that's so exciting.
Just, I'm excited for it.
Like, if I were an artist and somebody wants to shout me out, like, heck yeah, you know?
Someone wants to come talk to me.
I mean, I'm not saying... Like, we don't have a big follow, but, like...
It's not even about it's that
just,
either.
Yeah, it's just, like... But it's a type of promotion, you know? Yeah. Like, it's, like, our promotion. Like, promoting them and just... Yeah. I don't know. So, that's exciting to just... Because it's... To them, I bet it's, like, oh, our name's getting out there, mm-hmm, type of thing. So... No, that's really exciting. We've tried doing this before, so I'm well, like...
shout out to Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm excited. I hype myself up for that.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that upcoming series.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're calling it yet, but you guys know the concept, so mm-hmm, be ready.
I'm trying to think of... Anyway... to the long-term goals, we definitely do have a lot of like fun ideas that we're trying to think of to do. We had like this bright idea for Christmas, you know, so we're just like trying to be more involved. I think that it's really easy now because Debbie's schedule's different and mm-hmm, it's like we were limited, I felt like.
Yeah, before I wasn't able to do that much,
but... right, so like just trying to be here for this podcast because I really like doing this. I really mm-hmm, like to converse. I don't know how many messages we get about, you know, about our podcast and, you know, whether it's even just like, hey, you guys are doing a good job. Like, thank you guys for noticing us.
Yeah, I'm
subscribing. We've even like got random people from like when we've gone out or something, yeah, to subscribe.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to homegirl from the Van Buren.
Yeah,
and exactly, her men
and our Lyft drivers.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna say
We've had like a couple of our Lyft drivers, you know, play the podcast when we're riding
for real.
Home.
I'm like, oh my gosh,
they subscribed. I don't know. For me, like, I would hope for us to be out in the community more.
Heck yeah.
And at different events, you know, hopefully it doesn't go like the light parade. I'm still holding that over you guys. anyway.
I told you.
I've been looking into, like, us making some stickers.
Exciting.
And, renting out, like, a studio session. That's something that I'm really, really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just, I don't know. That's... for me, that's all I kind of have to say.
Right.
And I'm, you'll see.
Yeah.
You'll see whatever we put into motion.
We're excited.
As always, thank you for the support.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Next is, what was your first date like? I feel like that's so off. We just came from this, like, personal question. Or it is personal, but it's, like, a deep question.
Do you want to go or you want me to go?
Do you want to go? I'll go. That way I can get it out of the way. So, my first date, I was 18. Mm-hmm. This guy, he's actually, I guess, I don't know. I'm not even going to say who he is, but we had a lot of in common right away because we both moved from Tucson to here to home, you know, and just like, I don't know. It was just like that. We just kind of related in a weird way. And anyway, he said he wanted to take me to the movies, and I was mm-hmm. thinking, that's weird. Like, it's not normal to go on dates like that, I guess, because none of my friends were. It wasn't like, oh, I got a date tonight. It's always a joke, like, oh, I have a hot date tonight. So I was like, oh, I really have a date tonight, you know? And I even told my mom, and she's like, yeah, whatever. Like, she didn't believe me, no kind of support, you know?
Yeah.
So I got all dolled up already, and I was like, dang, I wish I took a picture of myself, because I bet I had no eyebrows. I had just eyeliner. My hair was probably, I know it was curled.
Was it teased? A little bit.
You
bump.
Already know.
That was
you already
Shana's know. Thing. That was Shana's thing in high school.
Mm-hmm. It didn't look like a rat's nest like some people, but it was so there. Shady. But anyway, we went to the movies. And the movie we watched was Prisoners. Like, it was like this guy who abducted kids and did things, you know, and I was
hot.
Just like, wow. Like, I mean... Weird thing though is that I'm into mystery
it's
stuff.
It's not bad. It's just interesting movie.
It's just like not your ordinary movie to watch though. Like when you go on a date, it's more of like, I guess for myself, I picture like, oh, you're supposed to see like, I don't know, like a scary movie or like, I don't know, something like that. So anyway, we went and like I said, it's a mystery. Freaking halfway through the movie, he was like, hey, we gotta go. And I was like, what? We didn't even find out where the kid went, you know? Like, and he's just like, no, I got it. My bad. Like, we had to go pick up my sister. And I was like, what? Why? Like, you know, I want to finish the movie. Like, for real, wanted to be like, just leave me and go mm-hmm. do what you gotta do, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, we left. And we went to go pick his sister up, and she worked at TSR, so we went over there, dropped her off, whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm ready to go home and go to sleep or go out. Yeah, because it was just like, even when his sister was in the car, I felt like I was just pushed to the back seat or something. And I wasn't, but I felt like that.
That's uncomfortable though,
you know? Yeah,
you don't even know him.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then his sister was trying to like hype him up too, like, he's so cool, he's blah blah blah. And I'm like, I bet he is.
Me
but...
with my brother.
But I was like, I just want to go home now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pissed I didn't get to finish the movie. And I don't know, it was just kind of weird. It just kind of changed the whole
vibe.
Yeah. And so we left TSR and we're coming like close to Top Golf right there. And he was like, hey, let's go to Five and Diner. And I was like, no, I kind of want to go home. And he was like, what? No, let's go. Like, and I was like, is it even open? I don't even know, you know, mm-hmm. nothing about it. And he was like, yeah, it's open. It's open like, how long is it? Like 24 hours. I don't know.
Probably till like
it's,
midnight.
Yeah, till midnight, something like that. And I was like, okay. So we go, and he like wants to order a meal, and
well, duh.
But I thought like, I don't know. I guess I was just. I guess my selfish ass was like, I don't know, I don't really want to eat, like, I again, the vibe, like, I just wanted to go home. Yeah, I wasn't down to eat, because he was even like, do you want to get something? And I'm like, no, I'm good, but can I get some water, you know, like mm-hmm. that. He's like, you don't want a soda? And I was like, sure, you know. So
splurging.
Yeah. But we got to talking and we like knew people, you know, and I don't know, I just wanted to go home, to be honest. Like, I was just like, this is cool. I see that you're trying to save it, you know, but I want to go home. And we had a good conversation. The one thing, though, that I did take away from this date was that I wasn't, like, shy anymore. Like, yeah. I, like, talked a lot throughout the date. I felt like I, but that, too, was kind of setting me off weird, too, because he was, like, not that he wasn't talking, but I felt like he was laughing at every single thing I was saying. Like, he thought I was so funny. He was trying
too hard?
Yeah. And I was just, like, I don't know. I want somebody that's going to make me laugh or somebody that's going to lead the question to, I mean, the conversation elsewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, we went back home. He dropped me off at home, and it felt really, like...
Did he text you after?
Like, yeah.
Hey, I had a good
no,
time.
No, dude, this guy, like, expected, like, a kiss or something.
Why do you say that?
Because when I got out of the car, like, he was trying to, like, grab my hand. Mm-hmm. Or not even my hand, just, like, my, like, the back right here. Like, a, how do I say it?
Your elbow?
My elbow, I guess. But all I felt was, like, a little brush, and I just, like, walked out real quick, and he got out of the car, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll see you later, and he's like, oh, all right, and I was like, yeah.
Ew.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so, yeah, homie, it just, it was a good date, I guess, you
Did
know?
Did you stop talking to him after, or what?
I tried to give him a chance, I guess, but that was all. Like, I was just like, I thought we would have more in common, but we don't. And yeah. I just left it alone. He called me drunk one time, and he was at, what you call it? At TSR. Gambling. And I was like, oh, I'm in bed. But okay.
Well, oh, I know how that feels.
I've done that.
Anyway. Wow.
Shut up. I'm just kidding. You have to add that.
Wow. That doesn't sound awful, though. I mean,
I think I feel like I should have more detail in it, but, like, I'm so freaking tired right now.
Wake up. I guess it's my turn. I guess I'll go. So, my first... Don't. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm trying to remember what your first day was, but okay.
Okay, you're about to hear. So, my first date when I was 14... And it was in it was in Washington, D.C. And I went to the movies, too. So it was with my first boyfriend, my first love, all of that. Mm-hmm. We went to go see Slumdog Millionaire. Have you ever seen that
yeah.
movie? So compare Prisoners and Slumdog Millionaire, I don't mean.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we got in there because we weren't. I'm pretty sure it's rated R, isn't
yeah.
it?
And, yeah.
Like,
so.
At the time, he was 16 and I was 14.
Dang, isn't that movie long, too?
Yeah, it was long.
Dang.
It was long.
Dude,
so,
side note, first date, don't take her to a movie.
Please. I was just talking about, okay, and we'll save that for later. Okay. We'll save that. I have something to say about that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we see the movie. Well, it was, like, super cute because this was on Valentine's Day. And I think it was, like, 2008 or 2009. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But, he, like I said, he was my first boyfriend. So, we were in D.C. It was Valentine's Day. And he took me to the movies, and I remember he, like, brought me a card and all of that, and it was just, I don't know, I had fun, and it was the first time I was alone, like, with a boy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool. Like, it was at a mall in D.C. that was shaped like, remember I was telling you last
oh,
time,
yeah.
it was shaped like a hexagon, kind mm-hmm. of, and it was really tall.
Mm-hmm.
And we were staying at a hotel separately, like, I don't know, down the street from there or something. And so we walked. And that was...
Why were you there?
For a conference.
Oh, okay.
For a mom. So, mom, I went on a first date when I was 14. You didn't know that.
She's something.
Well. She knows who it is, too, which makes it even funnier. But, yeah, that was my first date. It was good. It wasn't bad. I was nervous, mm-hmm. obviously.
I felt nervous in the beginning, mm-hmm. but then it wore off because I was like, okay,
no,
you should have let me finish the movie.
Yeah.
I'm just so mad that I didn't finish the movie. But, no, first dates, going to the movies, no.
I was just talking, okay, so, we'll skip that part. I was talking to somebody, and I was telling him, like, why a first date at the movie, now, mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. I would, if someone were to take me on a date and it was our first date, I wouldn't want to go to the movies, just yeah. because I want to talk to you, like, mm-hmm. maybe back then I didn't mind because I was still shy, so, mm-hmm. like, I could just pay attention in the movie mm-hmm. and, like, hold your hand, you know? But yeah. now, at the age I am now, like, I want to talk to you. I want to mm-hmm. get to know you. I want to see if we, like, connect, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't do that in a movie, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, you shouldn't be talking in a movie.
True.
And for me, like, personally, movies are my thing. Like, you know, I mm-hmm. go to the movies by myself. Mm-hmm. It's my me time. And I just, and I kind of felt, like, bad when I told him that. Because I was, like, because he wanted to go to the movies.
Oh.
And I was, like... And I was honest. I was like, no, I want to talk to you. Like, mm-hmm. let's go do something else, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just think first dates at the movies are bad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that. Take him out mm-hmm. to dinner.
Something
talk.
Different. Yeah. yeah. Something
go for
different.
A walk.
Like, I think, what did me and Winston do? We went to As You Wish and painted something.
Oh, see, I've done that before. It's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know, just be creative. Movies is so done now. Like,
yeah.
we're in 2020.
It's good.
It's like trying to say
day.
That.
It was funny because I saw this meme, actually, and it was like, your first date with someone should be at an escape room because you get to see whether they're an idiot. And
oh,
then you get to see,
God.
Like, you get
That's
to see how
one.
They talk to you under pressure.
We should go, though.
So, I'm like, yeah.
You know what, though? I am kind of scared to do that because, like...
I want to do that.
No, but didn't I tell you about that? What was it? I don't know where it was, but they were in an escape room.
Mm-hmm.
And the escape room got caught on fire and they couldn't escape from the escape room.
Did they die?
Yeah, they died.
Where was that at?
I want to say it was Texas. Yeah, so that's just what I'm scared.
All right, well, I changed my mind.
Yeah, I don't really want to go there either. Anyway, yeah, so
next
one is your first...
What did you say first?
First time driving.
You can do that one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not telling that.
Okay, so I was like... not the right age to be driving. My grandma let me drive. It was down a dirt road.
It doesn't count.
It doesn't count. So it kind of like made me all cocky, like, oh, I could drive just mm-hmm. because I drove down a dirt road. So one time my mom after church was like, we came back home here. And after church, whatever. Oh my gosh, I'm just being so weird. She let me drive home after church, and I freaking whiplashed her twice, and she almost beat the crap out of me. Like, she was so mad, and we got to my grandma's house, and she's like, oh my gosh, get out of that house now! Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I thought I had it, you know? But I freaking, like, whiplashed her, like she almost
whipped Weren't me. You saying you were driving with 2 feet, with both
oh,
feet?
Oh, yeah, and I swear I didn't know they did. Like, I thought you used both, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So... both my feet were on the brake, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know why I just did that to you.
What?
I had an idea.
But yeah, so that was my first time driving. I almost got beat up by my mother. She was mean. She was mean driver.
I keep seeing that after you say, wow.
But yeah, she didn't, I don't like to drive with her. She says I drive crazy, homie.
Even now?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Back then, but now she freaking drives crazy.
You don't, though.
I don't. What?
You don't drive crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I think I kind of do.
Yeah,
I?
Yeah, you use the brake a lot.
I ride the brake.
You ride the brake?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What?
I was trying to chew.
Oh.
But I remember another question.
Okay, go.
Shout out to Holly, because I remember she asked this. She said, what's the first thing that you notice about somebody? For me, it's definitely body language when I first meet someone. I'm like, how they're reacting to me or, like, the conversation and if they're comfortable or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that I think I noticed right off the bat.
Would be mine.
What do you look at when you're talking? I feel like you always look at my mouth when I'm talking
really?
To you. Yeah.
This is me looking at your mouth. This is me looking at you. They can't even see. I feel like I look at their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real. Like, I'm just like, are you feeling me? Do you get what I'm saying? do you understand? Just kidding. But no, like, I think that that's really is the first thing that I look at.
Really?
And I'm just like... But then again, I don't like to keep making eye contact, too, all the time. I
do. I'm gonna look at you when I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Unless I'm shy.
I'm
gonna look away.
Which is most of the time. But no, I just, like, I don't know, like that.
Yeah, it's just body language for me.
I think... I just, again, like, I think I've said this before, but I always want to make sure you're comfortable. I don't
exactly,
like...
Exactly, that's
I,
body, yeah.
Okay. Well, you didn't say comfortable.
That's what I literally said that.
Body language is different.
Yeah, no, that's, like, how someone is reacting
I just
you.
Imagine you, like, oh...
I just...
They're twitching a lot.
No. I think I'm good at reading people, though. Because I'm observant.
Are you sure?
Shayna,
because
shut
I've been
up.
Told I
Shayna.
Can read people like
shut
like
up.
It's a gift.
Tell the story. Tell the story. This is why she's saying this.
Oh my god.
So
it was Selena night at the Van
Buren. A lot of stuff popped off that night, but this is like the highlight of the night. Go ahead.
So I was like
You're so dumb,
I was
dude.
Like, oh, my man's on the corner down that way. Like literally he was on the corner. And I was like, I'm coming. Yeah, we're leaving. And I'm like, I'm coming. But there was this guy, and he was all in black. And I swear he said he worked at the Van Buren. But anyway, he was like all like walking all crazy because he was drunk, obviously. And he was like, oh, hey. And I was like, are you Navajo? And he was all, stop reading me. And I was like, my bad. You just look Navajo. And he was like... Yeah, I'm Navajo. That's a blessing. I just remember he walked off from me. Oh, he like was holding me forever. He was like, that's a gift. That's a true gift to really read people. And you have it. Like, he just was like.
Dude, and what makes it even funnier is I was like probably 10 steps down from Shayna.
Yeah.
And me and her friend. I guess my friend now too, my Janice. We were walking behind her and he stopped us.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you see that girl over there? We're all, yeah. Because he was talking about you. And he was like, she just read me. And I just started laughing. I was like, Shayna? He was like, yeah, she just read me. But then he walked off. He didn't say what you said.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that's why when I came up to you, I was like, who was that? You just read him? It was funny.
Yeah. And then, you know, what's the funny part of, like, my husband's part of it from seeing us?
Oh, yeah.
He thought that guy was all over me and he was, like, walking towards us to try and, like, beat him up or something. And he was just like, and then he was like, no, but he ran past me and he's like, hey. He's like, oh, hey. And Winston was like, oh, all right, never mind. And he, like, for real, hit the stop sign, like, hard.
Yeah, he said he ran into it, huh? Stupid.
But, yeah, so, I don't know, I guess you can't say that because I
guess
Shayna's
the reader here, I'm not.
So, yeah, anyway, little fun story.
Is that all the questions?
I think that's all that we are going to do.
Yeah.
This was just a little intro to 2020. Mm-hmm. We just talked a little bit. Definitely just the beginning of what we're dishing out for mm-hmm. this year. Because for sure this year we will be coming to you with some crazy topics.
We'll be coming at you. Be ready. All raw.
I'm excited.
Unfiltered.
No, you know what? I'm down for that. It's just Devney and her bullcrap. So, for sure. I'm on next episode. It's just me. We always do this joke, like, where...
Shut up.
What is it? Like, we always say that if we're all feeling it and we just, like, randomly see an episode up and it's just Devney, you're like, hey, guys, Shayna's not here, but what's up? But,
and I start saying things I shouldn't be saying.
Yeah, she's all drunk.
To the public. All right, well, thank you guys for
tuning into
this episode, and we'll see you next time.
Be sure to share, subscribe. Thanks for those new ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to the Lyft drivers. Thank you to Lyft. All of you guys who...
who were actually there at the Van Buren. Just kidding.
All the new friends we made. Shout out to Jessica. I just start naming everybody. Yeah,
for real.
And, but, yeah, thank you for the questions, too.
Yeah. Thanks, y'all.
Bye. Peace.